Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So far, about 10 or so of you Tolos have gotten us your upset picks for week 0 on the show today. Thank you to, who do we have so far? We have Kevin Tessier. We have JB, MD75, Joey Bruton, Isaac, and Perk have gotten their votes, their entries in for the Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles. Week 0 games, all games being played this Saturday. You got 5 of them to choose from. And bless their hearts, the folks over there in Vegas have finally decided to give us FCS matchups. I don't know if they're going to do it every single Saturday, but at least in this first weekend, you know, without a whole lot of action. You did?
I put in a phone call.
Yeah, you called a guy. You called a guy named Joey.
Hey, Joey, you got an upset picks challenge. We need another game, Joey.
Well, you being such a mook. Do it. Forget about it.
Hey, by the way, you mentioned Kevin. I wanted to shout out Kevin. I met Kevin yesterday for the very first time in person. Great guy. Great Tolo. He has been a part of the construction project over at Burns.
How about
been
that?
Sending me pictures. I was over there yesterday, and he had on a big blue Michigan shirt, Michigan polo. And I know,
he's
man.
He's one of those.
These are a lot of our Ohio State Tolos. I'm sure love hearing that. But good to meet you yesterday, Kevin, if you're still listening. And y'all did a great job over there, man. Good to meet you.
Yeah, who do you hate most, Kevin? Do you hate Brutus, or do you hate Corey Lynch for getting up the middle of that line and blocking the field goal in September of 2007?
Oh, and by the way, I do want to mention, we mentioned in the very first segment an hour ago about South Carolina walking it off. So if Irma wins tonight, Diesel, they will play Fairfield, Connecticut for the United States Championship on Saturday at 3:30. That comes from Tolo RJ, so appreciate that. And again, best of luck, man. Best of luck to the boys from Irmo tonight.
Jeff R. wants to know if his pick counted. Yes, it did, Jeff R., and I appreciate you for bringing it up. He says, did I get it in time? The times are 4 p.m. on Wednesday, because at 3 o'clock, that's when we lock in the spreads. We give people time to go look at it. 4 o'clock, we're off to the races on Wednesday up until 7 o'clock. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, you've got the entirety of the show, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. to get us your upset picks. Again, this week, there's only 5 to choose from. All games that are being played this weekend. Next weekend is when it really gets wild and you've got any FBS game that's got a line on it that you can pick. Cole, in this segment here, I want to know which of our Tolos are objective, especially when it comes not to their teams, but when it comes to your rivals, your bitter rivals, the teams that you absolutely hate. Are you capable of being objective, or are you just one of those hating ass haters? That's all you can do is hate.
Yeah, I
call
like that.
In now an 844 fan phone, 844-326-3663, and we'll get you, not us, you, to go win-loss on your rival's schedule.
Okay.
Can be college, can be NFL. Cole, we'll start with you. How about that? Who
Eagles.
Would you say Eagles?
Yeah. Yeah, I hate of the teams I hate the most, right? That's what yep. you're asking. I hate the Philadelphia Eagles more than anything in the world, and I know one of our Tholos, Eric Hines, is okay. about to text in Fly Eagles Fly.
Obviously, the Eagles were pretty good last year.
Yeah, you'd say.
They had themselves a pretty solid season. So how objective can Cole Bryson be about his bitterest of rivals? Well, this is awkward. Starting out week number one. at home against your Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the season opener. Not
yeah,
just their opener.
That?
The NFL kicks off 2 weeks from tonight in the link, Dallas mm-hmm. and Philadelphia. I'm not going to be funny. Philadelphia probably wins this game. I'm not going to say it's a blowout, Diesel, but I do like Philadelphia.
So 1-0. How about on the road in week two against the Kansas City Chiefs? For
Philly. This is a crazy opening two games for Philadelphia. Like Dallas, your biggest rival, and then you go to the team you beat in the Super Bowl last year. At Kansas City, Diesel.
Yep.
They lost to him in the Super Bowl. I think Mahomes gets them in the regular season. I'm going to go lost there, starting 1-1. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Starting 1-1 for the Eagles. Long season. A lot of time to go.
Yep.
Week three, Cole, they'll be playing the L.A. Rams in Philly.
That's a dub.
That's a dub for you? Okay,
yep.
You got them at 2-1. Week four, playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Another dub. The Eagles are going to win a lot of games this year, by
3-1.
The way.
3-1. Yeah. Week number five against the Denver Broncos.
Sorry, Denver. Probably not gonna be too close. 1 o'clock kick. Yeah, Philadelphia wins this one too.
All right, you got them at 4-1, Cole, through 5 weeks of the season. Again, Tolos, 844-326-3663. We'll play the win-loss game with your team's bitterest rival. See how objective you can be. 5-1 going into week six on the road at the Giants.
That's a win.
6-1. Here we go. Week seven at Minnesota.
Win.
7-1. Week eight. Against the Giants at home.
Another win.
8-1. Whew, it's a good season for for the Eagles. They'd be happy to take this from you, especially
100%.
From a Dallas fan. Yep. Week 9, they're on a bye, and we got them again at 8-1, or 7-1, right?
Let's see. New York, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7-1, right?
7-1 going into the bye in week number 9. Week 10, they'll be on the road at the Packers.
I think the Packers get this one. Sunday night football. I love Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's for real. Not saying that Philadelphia's not the better team, but they've won, what, 6 in a row, 5 in a row, something like that at that point. I'm going to go Packers in this one.
7-2. Again, you have them with losses on the road at Green Bay, and the other loss you had them was against the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
7-2. Here we go into week 11. Detroit coming to town.
You bounce back. Right, you have a tough loss on Sunday night football. You bounce back. It's in Philly. That place is going to be rocking late in the year, right before Thanksgiving. Give me the Eagles there.
8-2. How about that? Then they go on the road to face your Cowboys again.
I think that's a win.
9-2.
Yeah, they beat Dallas twice.
9-2. And then they are at home facing the Bears.
That's a win.
10-2.
Yeah.
On the road at L.A.
Win.
11-2. No. This is also easier because the Eagles are really good.
Yeah, I think they're going to be really, really good again this year. I really do.
Week 15 against Las Vegas.
That's a win.
12-2. Week 16 against the Commanders on the road.
That is a... they play Washington 2 out of the last 3 weeks. Look at that. What's their record right now?
You have them at 12-2.
I'm going to go.
Jaden Daniels going to get them?
You would think so, right? Like if they play 2 times in 3 weeks, I'm going to go win. But it's close. Like Philadelphia wins.
13-2.
Walk off field goal or something like that.
13-2. This stretch is tough though. Then they go on the road at the Buffalo Bills.
So this is what happens. They win in Washington. They go on the road to Buffalo. They lose in Buffalo. Buffalo gets them. But I will say, this is not, and we haven't done this yet because the NFL season is still a couple of weeks away. We hadn't made our predictions for that. This will not be the last time you see Eagles-Bills in 2025. Oh. Well, I take that back. Technically, yes, 2025 it will be because it's played on December 28th, right? But they beat the Bills, they lose to the Bills in Orchard Park. They lose to the Bills, the Eagles do. So that's their what?
You got them at 13-3 right now.
They lose that game, and then they beat Washington to end the season.
Wow.
So that would be what? What's my win total there?
14-3,
and then I'll give an early tease. Again, after 14-3, Diesel, they're going to see Buffalo again this season. Okay? They're going to see Buffalo. That's all I'm going to say.
14-3.
They'll play Buffalo twice in 2000.
Yeah, with a rematch on the way. A little sidecar, a little kicker. So, see, there you go. Cole Bryson, objective. I think he deserves. You can put that on your business card. Objective Cole Bryson, 14-3 for the Philadelphia Eagles, the bitterest rival of his Dallas Cowboys. Tolos, you want to be a part of this? Call in 844-326-3663. This is your chance to see how objective you are as a football fan, or are you just one of them dirty-ass haters who can never give your rival any credit?
Yeah, a guy called in, and he was talking about what he said he didn't want to go on the air, which was disappointing, but he was saying, I believe he wanted to see the Vikings in the Super Bowl. Something he mentioned, Fran Tarkenton, and I don't know if he's a Fran fan from way back in the day. I think Guy is an Eagles fan, though, so you should be happy. What was that, 14-3?
14-3.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hate them. I can't stand Philadelphia, but they're really good, Diesel, and, like, they won the Super Bowl, so you would think they might take a step back. But, man, what they did a season ago, I mean, they're bringing – yeah, they lost two interior defensive line – or, no, I take that back. They lost two defensive linemen in free agency, but this team is still stacked.
Interesting. Call in Tolos, 844 fan phone, especially you Eagles fans. Are you going to take that 14-3 from a dirty Cowboys fan?
I guilt tripped Guy, by the way.
Oh, he called back in.
He said, it's Guy. I'll come on the air. He didn't want to, but I guilt tripped him.
Twist your arm, Guy. Come on, dude. What is that?
What's up, man?
I was calling it, and I'm an Eagles fan, so I'm in a good place. I mean, back to back, the last time I cared about a back to back can be summed up in two words, beast mode.
So after that,
I'm not that worried about it. But I wanted to be between the Vikings and the Bills. I wanted the coin toss to be Jim Kelly and Fran Tarkenton because somebody gets the monkey off their back.
Yeah, could be.
Fascinating.
Look, you mentioned beast mode there. Eagles, with you being an Eagles fan, realistically, we saw how how difficult it is to go back to back. If Pete Carroll makes a wise decision, they probably do. In your mind, you see Philly going back to back?
No, and I'm not worried about it. Same as college. When you are with a winning team the year before, the next year is just dessert.
Yeah, but Guy, man, I mean, wouldn't it be cool to be able to say back-to-back Super Bowl champs, though, man? You imagine?
Yes, and it would. I would love. Do they get their rings at the Dallas game? Because
they've already gotten their rings. No. Well, they've already gotten.
So give it to them again. Funny. Give it to him again.
So Guy, are you willing to play along in this game? Can we keep you on the phone for about another 4 minutes?
Yeah, I'm parked.
Okay. Who is maybe you don't consider the Dallas Cowboys your biggest rival. Who is your rival?
No, it's Dallas.
Dallas, okay.
In college,
roll with Dallas.
My roommate was a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Okay.
And I mean, remember, Rutgers is in Giants territory, so I'm an Eagles fan in Giants territory with a Dallas Cowboys fan. I mean,
how about that? Okay, Guy, let's go. Let's start here. Same schedule, same start at your Philadelphia Eagles for the Cowboys to start the season next year.
I was following you guys. I was agreeing with them up to 12-2.
Oh, yep. Wow.
I think they're going to split. I think they're going to split with Washington. I care more about the Giants game because I want to see what Saquon does in both of those games.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
I mean, both Washington and Kansas City have scores to settle. I'm sure Kansas City's going to do something about the blitz potential because they didn't have to blitz them last time. Other than that, I mean, again, it's a ride when your team has won. It's just a good place to be.
Okay. Guy, do you want to pick the Dallas Cowboys schedule with us? Win-loss.
Oh, God, no. I mean, just...
Well, that's the whole point. I thought that's why you called in.
No, I called in to clear up what I mean, again, Fran Tarkenton, Jim Kelly, coin toss, either the Bills or the Vikings.
How old's Fran Tarkenton now, by the way, Guy?
How old am I?
I'm not answering that.
How long's a piece of string?
Okay.
Nothing?
All right, go ahead. Ask me what you want.
Okay, so you're going win-loss, Guy, for the Dallas Cowboys schedule. You're picking
loss
on behalf of the Dallas Cowboys. So week
loss.
One, you're going loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, week two, Dallas plays at home against the Giants.
Oh, jeez. Win. I mean, can both teams lose?
Okay, next week on the road at Chicago.
Oh.
For Dallas.
Gosh. I like Chicago, but win.
Win for Dallas. Okay, you got them at 2-1.
All right.
How about
hold on. At some point, I got to say Dak gets hurt.
Oh.
So at that point, go ahead.
Okay. How about at home against the Green Bay Packers for the Cowboys?
And that's when the quarterback gets hurt, so their season changes after that.
Thanks, Guy.
Green Bay wins.
Thanks.
That's
2-2.
All right, then on the road at the Jets.
Oh, God. is that even going to be televised?
Guy, I'm about to dump your call. I'm going to dump your call.
I don't think we need to finish this. Guy's a hating-ass hater.
He is. I love it.
I'm not a hater, but the Eagles won, and Dallas said the last time that I have three kids. My oldest is 28. He has never seen
me have
problems with the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so do the Cowboys win on the road at the Jets?
Yes.
All right, that's a win. How about next week after that, they're on the road at the Carolina Panthers?
Win.
All right, next week they are back at home against the Commanders.
Okay, if Dak is back, he gets hurt in this game, too.
Aww.
So, Washington.
Okay, it's a loss for Dallas. How about on the road at the Broncos?
Oh, gosh, I don't know anything about the Broncos. Okay, geez, I know more about the
Great
Cowboys.
Great pass rush last year.
With Elway. Win for Denver.
Win for Denver. Okay, it's a loss for the Cowboys. Then they go stay at home, and they play the Arizona Cardinals. He's having a crisis.
I don't even know who quarterbacks the Cardinals.
Kyler. He'll game prep with Madden 25. He'll be fine.
Okay, give Dallas that one.
Okay,
give that Dallas.
By week, then they go on the road to play the Las Vegas Raiders.
They lose the on the bye week.
What are they going to do against the Raiders?
Boy, they got a pretty decent schedule. I'm going to give the Raiders that one.
All right, loss for Dallas. Then they play your Philadelphia Eagles again.
And the game's in Philly?
The game is in Dallas, this one.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here's where it gets real.
Yeah, Philly.
Philly.
Back-to-back
home games for the Cowboys. Now they're facing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, Kansas City.
All right. Not any easier than the following week on the road at Detroit.
Wow. Detroit.
God, Cole, he's got you with four losses in a row.
The thing about it is I was really following Detroit last year, and then they get in the playoffs, and all of a sudden, where's Detroit? But, okay, go ahead.
All right, at home against the Vikings for the Cowboys.
Okay, see, I want the Vikings going to the Super Bowl, so Vikings.
Okay, how about against the Chargers in Arlington?
Oh, gosh. Dallas.
All right, on the road at Washington.
Washington.
And then to cap off the season on the road at the New York Giants.
Dallas.
All right. You've got them with a grand total of 4, 5, 6, 7 wins. 7-10, says Guy.
Thanks, Guy.
Oh, all right. I mean, I'm sure that'll change, but, it's...
God.
I mean, you're asking me to judge Dallas. I mean, it's a lot more difficult than you can imagine.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call.
There you go. Go drink some cold water. Cool off, guy. You'll be fine.
All right, leading off in the very next segment, we're going to hear from a coach that wants to get back into coaching. Diesel, we mentioned this the other day at the very end of the show. So I ask the question, between three, what's the actual landing spots for these three coaches? Where are the landing spots, and who do we think could actually get hired first to coach college football then?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What's next? Still time to get your upset picks in. We have Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, joining us in about an hour and a half right here on the show to get you Furman Paladin fans ready for the 2025 season. He'll join us in the 6 o'clock hour every Thursday. Also, Tolo Takeover happening 30 minutes from now. We want to hear from you at 844-326-3663. It's your opportunity to take over these very airwaves. But a couple of days ago, Diesel, toward the end of the show, we talked about Coach O, Ed Orgeron, wanting to get back in to coaching. We've also, in the last couple of weeks, talked about John Gruden wanting to coach in the SEC and in college football. And we've had audio from Jimbo Fisher. So, within the last month, we've heard Jimbo Fisher on a podcast, John Gruden on a podcast, and now Coach O on a podcast. I don't know why the month of August, before the season kicks off, has all of a sudden become, all right, who wants to get back into coaching? But it has. Here's what Ed Orgeron had to say on Pardon My Take about the possibility of him making a return.
So you do want to get back into coaching football, correct?
You know what?
Time?
Yeah, I think it's time. I'm feeling a little bit. I haven't made the decision totally, but, you know, I got my boys settled coaching football now, and it's been 4 years since I've been out. Yeah, no, I'm getting the itch again.
So what has the last 4 years looked like? Have you just been kind of laying low? Have you been watching football? Have you been talking to anyone about football? Because you are a football guy through and through. Yeah. It had to have been weird to – I would imagine that was one of the first times in your life since you were a little kid that you took a break from football.
Yeah. You know, it was – I didn't know what was going to happen. We went down – one of my sons, Cody, and I went down to Miami, and Mario Cristobal has been great to me, who I coached at the University of Miami. And we asked him if we can get Cody a job as a young analyst. And he said, yeah, come on up. And Cody said, Daddy, Miami's a big city. You mind moving down here? I said, I'll volunteer.
That's a good dad. Yeah. Yeah, you'll take one for the team.
So I moved down to Miami Beach, and I've been living there ever since. My other son, Parker, is an analyst at Miami, so I got two boys there. And my older son coaching at Tulane.
So, Ed Orgeron Diesel has three sons, all coaching football. Now we have, in the last month, three coaches again, Jimbo, John Gruden, and Ed Orgeron, who all want to make a return to college football. I ask you, and I ask the Tolos out there at 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. That's 844-326-3663. Of the three, we'll get the landing spots for all three in a second. But if we were to look into our crystal ball, our prediction of who of the three will actually land in college football first, you would say your best guess would be who?
Jimbo. Okay. It would be Jimbo because I don't know that Ed, as much as I love Ed Orgeron and I love this guy's personality, could you really see Ed Orgeron at like a Indiana type school? Not saying that Cignetti's going anywhere.
Yeah.
But like, could you see him at an up north kind of school? No, you can't. You can't really see him at a southwestern kind of school either. Do you really see him in a majority, especially the western half of the Big 12? No, you don't. So it kind of pigeonholes him, and you really don't see him at a G5 either. He's a guy that is really good. He's got a national championship under his belt. He's not taking the job at Arkansas State when Butch Jones inevitably gets fired. So you're now pigeonholing him to the SEC and to the southern half of the ACC.
Yeah, you are.
So I just think the pickings there are kind of slim. And again, if we're talking about head coaching jobs, not just high-level coordinators, talking about head coaching jobs.
Any of them. I'd say any of them.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll say this, Diesel, I would predict that if Ed Orgeron gets back into coaching, it's not as a head coach. I think Ed's days of head coaching are done. I really do.
Fascinating.
I believe if you were to include assistant jobs here, Diesel, I think Ed Orgeron could get picked up pretty quick. He mentioned he's got two sons at Miami on the staff, right? He's got one at Tulane. Ed Orgeron has ties to a certain coach in the SEC, and I mean deep ties. These two worked together in the early 2000s at Southern Cal. Orgeron was on this coach's staff at Tennessee. He also returned to Southern Cal when this coach became the coach in 2010. And then when Orgeron was promoted to LSU's coach, there was a lot of talk about this certain coach leaving his offensive coordinator position at Bama to go call plays at LSU for Ed Orgeron. This coach that I'm talking about was named FAU's coach that offseason, Lane Kiffin. There's a deep connection there.
Yeah.
Orgeron Diesel was the coach at Ole Miss from 05 to 07. He knows the area when it comes to recruiting. It's right there in that ballpark of kind of where he's from. And he knows how to work with Lane Kiffin. I don't know if it happens, But if I had a best guess, I think this could be a strong possibility next offseason.
I'd love it. I'd love to see it. And doesn't he also have a lot of time spent in the same place as Steve Sarkisian?
Maybe so.
So, I mean,
maybe
you could also see Ed Orgeron taking a staff job
at Texas.
That's not a far cry. It's not a far stretch. But if it's head coaching jobs, I don't think there's a ton of those opportunities. Maybe he takes a UCF kind of job. Well, no, Scott Frost just took that job. It's hard to say, man. But
there's
definitely
a lot of schools in Florida.
As a coordinator, absolutely. Ed's back in basically in no time. The curious thing about John Gruden is, how long do we think John Gruden would be willing to stick around at a school that's not winning? Mm. Right? I mean, if he were to take the Arkansas job, or if he were to take, you know, a job like that, do you think he's willing to stick around and struggle through a couple of seasons just to be in the SEC? I mean, to me, it feels like the NFL comes calling, he's gone like
See,
that.
See, I think of the three, I think Gruden's more of the pipe dream. It'd be fun.
Well, people have been saying, we're going to get John Gruden for like the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, I just think of the three, Jimbo, Orgeron, Gruden, I could see Jimbo getting a head job. I could see Orgeron going back to being an assistant. Like, maybe I'm proven wrong on this diesel. I just can't see. I can't see Gruden getting a high-level SEC job or getting – like, I'm not saying he's not a good coach.
It'd be fun.
It would be fun. It'd be interesting. I just don't know. Like, I mean, are any of these coaches willing to go to the FCS level? Maybe. Or do they want to coach that bad that they're willing to go coach in FCS football?
Or G5. I mean, like, there's a whole half of college football there. There's a half of Division I there.
Yeah, I will say this. He's got two sons at Miami, Orgeron does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you can fit three on one staff with those personalities, but you got to remember Orgeron was Miami's defensive line coach from 1988 to 1992. It's been 30 years since Ed worked for Miami, but he's familiar with the program. Again, his son Cody is working there as an analyst. He lives there, right? He already lives there. And
oh man, to have an umbrella and a towel on that on South Beach and just watch Coach O just sauntering around, that'd be fun.
And he's got a good relationship with Cristobal. And look, let's be honest. I mean, there's some value in adding a guy like Ed to your staff that can recruit that area, South Florida. He's got experience recruiting there. I don't know. USC, Southern Cal's interesting for a third stint, Diesel. Probably not. This would be his third stint at USC if he went back there. Riley hired Rob Ryan to coach linebackers after he left, you know, and there was some riffraff there. I don't see that happening. Again, Texas would be the first time he's ever coached at Texas. But for Ed Orgeron, I could see him going to Miami or Ole Miss. I really could. Jimbo Fisher? We talked about this the other day. Where's Jimbo Fisher? Where's his best fit? I don't think Jimbo's going back to the state of Florida, Diesel, if something were to happen in Orville. I don't think they'd have him back after the way that ended. I just don't know. Jimbo is he's the wild card here in terms of where his best fit would be.
I would love to see Jimbo back in the ACC. I'd love to see him, you know, kind of be that foil to Dabo again. Again, I don't know if that's going to be Florida State. I wouldn't have high expectations of him going back to Florida State.
You think he'd be an assistant anywhere, high-level assistant?
I don't know.
Let's just say, for example,
it's not like he was really good at Florida State and won a national championship, for crying out loud. He was actually fairly good at Texas A&M, but that was a weird fit to start with, and that's odd, twitchy fan base. I mean, if I'm Jimbo, I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank, and I've still got a lot left to prove, because I think a lot of people probably have some weird, undeserved bad taste in their mouth about Jimbo Fisher.
Let's say something crazy happens, and this is a wild scenario, Diesel. You ready for this? This is wild off the wall. What if Garrett Riley leaves Clemson for another job? What if Clemson wins a national championship or plays a national championship, right? What if Garrett Riley, Diesel, gets a phone call and he's gone, right? He takes a job at wherever. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. And then all of a sudden, Dabo Swinney has to replace Garrett Riley. I just wonder. And I know this is crazy. It's out there. It's far-fetched. But would Dabo Swinney hire Jimbo Fisher as an offensive coordinator? Would Jimbo Fisher entertain that call?
If he had the chance to, I'd make the phone call.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, of the high-level programs that are going to lose an OC, wouldn't you say that Clemson's probably at the top of that list or close to the top of the list, Easel, that have coordinators, particularly on the offensive side of the football, that are really good and maybe have that big name like Garrett Riley? Mm. I mean, what other job could – I don't know. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't have any inside information, but wouldn't that be interesting? Jimbo and Dabo. On the same staff.
Wow.
Why not
call Ed? Jimbo, Dabo, Cocho.
Yeah, that'd be
all of them together.
I don't know that Ed Orgeron would fit that Clemson mold.
That would be
right?
The most entertaining cluster of coaches ever. And look, some of these coaches, maybe they're coming to the realization that, you know what, being a head coach with that tremendous amount of pressure, just not all it's cracked up to be. So, you know, I'd rather take an assistant job. All I got to do is show up and do my job. I don't have to worry about everybody else's job. Just do my job.
On the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 341 says, Bill retires. You've got a successor. How about that?
Hey.
I think that's Jay Butane.
Yeah, Jimbo in Chapel Hill. What? Interesting.
Would that be
now? Think about it from these terms. Yep. Maybe Jimbo. I don't know how much longer Jimbo is going to get paid by A&M. Probably like the next 100 years.
Yeah.
But say we're talking about 2030 and this grant of rights coming to its logical fruition, and possibly super conferences happening, and obviously by that point, there's a good chance Bill Belichick is already retired and has been gone for a year or so.
Yeah.
Imagine Jimbo taking over for North Carolina heading into Super Conference A or B, whichever one you want to
pick. It'd be
weird,
right? Wouldn't it? It'd be weird. I just I'm afraid, Diesel, that they've got some deal where Stephen Belichick's going to be the next coach there. That's what I'm afraid
but can
of.
They, I mean, it's North Carolina. They'll find a way to weasel out of it. They're a law school.
Shane Barrett brings up an interesting question on the YouTube stream, Diesel. He says, what if Kalen DeBoer goes 9-3 again and Bama fires him? Well, first thing, Shane, I'll say, you live in Tuscaloosa. You know better than we would. If he goes 9-3, he's not getting fired.
They're not going to fire him. They're going to put him in a box.
You go 9-3. Like, is it Bama standard? No. I don't think Kalen DeBoer gets fired at 9-3. 8-4?
There'd be a heck of a lot of people calling for it, but the athletic director and board of trustees doesn't actually do it.
No, I don't think so. I think the only way Kalen DeBoer gets fired from Bama is if he goes, like, 6-6. That's the only way, and that's not going to happen. Like, no. There's just no shot that happens. They're way too talented. I think DeBoer's safe. It was a rocky start, but I think DeBoer's safe. But Jimbo at Alabama.
Give me 9-3 in the first year of a head coach anytime. I mean, that's not a rocky start. It's a rocky start for Bama. But that's not a rocky start.
You lose to Vandy and Michigan, though, in the first year.
So it's not how many games you lost. It's who you lost to. That's all it is.
You can't go to Bama and lose to Vandy and Michigan. Well, and I'm talking about a Michigan that's not the Michigan from the year before.
Like, right.
This was a bad Michigan team a season ago. Right. They beat Ohio State, and I think they beat, you know, like a high school team, and that was it. So I don't know. I think these three coaches, Diesel, ultimately they're good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they land? We'll see if they land anywhere. They might not. They might enjoy their money.
Tolo's texting in at 844-326-3663. Dewey says John Gruden would be a great replacement at South Carolina, should Shane Beamer get fired? Should Shane Beamer. South Carolina, should Shane Beamer. Try to there say that go. Five times fast. Let's see. Texter says, Gruden gives me Muschamp vibes, sadly. Josh Tradamus, a.k.a. Jay Butane, he's the one who said, send him to North Carolina as an assistant to Bill. He says, Bill is head coach, Jimbo OC, Edo DC, boom, says Jay Butane. When we come back, we'll catch up on a few of your upset picks. And, Cole, why? Just why? We're a week away from the season. Why would a prestigious university unveil something like this? It's coming your way next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I don't know about you, Cole, but I am very, very good at withholding my money when I see my school or a brand that I typically do business with trying to engage in a blatant cash grab. I say nay. You will not get any of my cash. Also, because I am a man of tradition, okay? I want things to stay the same. Shakes fist at cloud. But now that we are just... what, 8 days away, 9 days away from college football?
Yum.
Depending on who you are and what school you root
for.
One week away.
2 days.
We have those so's and so's up at Notre Dame trying to extract millions of dollars from their fans right before kickoff, and I will not stand for it.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. But fill me in on this.
There is a design philosophy that's been going around for a while called flat design. It's where you take, you know, beloved iconic designs and you just oversimplify it, make it like just two or three colors. There's no borders. There's no shading, anything like that. It's just flat. Maybe you've seen the Cracker Barrel logo showing up on your feed the last 24 hours or so. Does that one hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you get my point here.
Don't bring that
you
up.
You get my point here.
Oh, my gosh.
Cracker Barrel was perfect.
And they took all the – some stores are taking all the stuff down. They're
what?
Just painting the walls.
What?
I hope that place goes bankrupt.
Burn it down.
What are they doing here?
Burn it down. Just like – I'm sure Leprechaun of Lyman is somewhere seething right now that the University of Notre Dame had the gall to change its logo – now just days away from football season. This is a football-only logo, which means they're probably going to come out with a basketball one, too, so they can sell you all new hats and jerseys. So here's the iconic Notre Dame logo. Everybody knows this logo. It's been the same for 60 years. Has not changed in 60 years. Well, they just took a big, steaming you-know-what on our desk, looking at you, Mike Shula.
This is the original one I'm looking at on the stream, by the way.
This is not the original. Okay. This is just the one they've used for the last 60 years.
Right.
One we all know.
I got you.
And this is their brand new one. Womp.
If you're not watching on the stream, we have the picture there. That's their new one. That guy what's the guy's hair in the back? Like, what do we?
Yeah. So they went from this. You know, everybody just picture the Notre Dame logo. You can. It's the leprechaun. His feet pointing the other direction. He's kind of got his head back, and he's got his fists out like he's gonna fight somebody. And then they go to this. They change the direction. That the guy is facing, they put a football in his hand, and he looks like he's running the football down to score a touchdown.
He's a football Irishman, right?
That's bogus.
The football leprechaun.
Get out of here. This is garbage, Notre Dame. What are you doing? Now, if it was up to me, Cole, and I spent money on Notre Dame gear, which I never have, I would buy something with this logo on it. That's the way old school Notre Dame logo.
That is really, really.
That's like really old school.
That's. I don't know. I think I like the first one best out of all three.
That's the one we know.
Yeah, that one's interesting. Man, that looks like clip art. What that looks like.
Yeah. So this was 1965 and prior. Then they went to 65 to now, and then now.
Ooh.
So bad.
Ooh.
It's so bad.
Ooh.
Get out of here, Notre Dame. Stop with this logo changing.
Yeah, we live in this. I mean, like, there's local schools that have done it recently, too. We live in this world where you got to rebrand, right? You rebrand, mm-hmm. you change the logo, and some of them are good.
It's all about selling merch, man.
But some of them aren't good, and that's the thing. There are logos that aren't good.
JB says Notre Dame is a joke with their little leprechaun. Kind of looks like the Cleveland Browns elves.
Wow.
Browns elf logo.
I like that comparison, JB.
Oh, okay.
I really do. So I'm glad you brought this logo conversation up because coming up next we have, with the Cracker Barrel. It hurt, by the way. The new logo's terrible. And it's not the fact that they changed it. It just looks horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. It's bland.
It looks lazy.
It's plain.
Lazy.
It looks like something I created on my computer. Seriously, it's terrible looking. But
it's like you loaded the image of the old logo into ChatGPT and just said, hey, take this, but make it worse.
They might have used, we don't know, they might have used ChatGPT.
And you don't have to pay designers.
Right? So, not saying they did, but you never know. So, Diesel, here's what we're going to do. We have the Tolo Takeover next, which, by the way, Tolos, this segment is designed for you to take over these airwaves. We do a couple of segments throughout the course of the week for you to have opportunities to call the show. We do Overreaction Monday on Mondays where we give you a chance to overreact to something that happened in the sports weekend. Tolo Takeover today, Thursdays, 5 o'clock. It's where we give you an opportunity to complain or gripe about something that's going on. It doesn't have to be sports related. We try to keep Monday more sports related, and especially with more sports coming back, we can do so. But Tolo Takeover next, and I'm going to throw in a logo question since we're having the logo conversation. For any Tolos that call in the very next segment, the Tolo Takeover, you will get extra points. We all like extra points, right? Extra credit in class. You will receive extra Tolo points if you can call the show. And by the way, you can't use the internet. If you use the internet, you're cheating. You're disqualified.
Then don't take Dewey's call because you know Dewey's going to cheat.
No. Dewey doesn't have internet. But here's what I want to do. Tolo Takeover, throwing a wrench in the Tolo Takeover. I'm going to ask you a logo-related question pertaining to the NFL. I'm not going to give you the question now because you can research it, but I'm going to ask you the question when you call the show so that you can't research it. Don't put us on speaker and do it on your phone. Be real. Let's go. Tolo Takeover. It's coming up next, 844-326-3663, and brownie points if you are an NFL logo expert. I'm going to put you to the test next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.